James. Hi, James. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dr. Wright. Thanks for everything. I had a question. What are some favorite ways to quell and ease the pain if someone is suffering with quote-unquote bone-on-bone diagnosis from some other, you know, conventional docs?
Okay, sir. Well, the way that has at least some chance of working is the way that gets to the cause of the problem. And here we go again. If we can get to the cause of the problem, we have a better chance. Even though it doesn't work every time, it works most of the time. I have worked with people with bone on bone who've been told you're going to need surgery fairly soon. And a decade later, they haven't had surgery because they got to the cause. Now, what is that cause? Well, it seems that cartilage which deteriorates easy is not being supplied by our bodies with enough niacinamide, which is vitamin B3, but it is not niacin, it's niacinamide. And that niacinamide, not just in cartilage cells, but also in every cell in our body, is turned into something called NAD, and then it's turned into something called NADH, and this is all research. And then that stimulates the production of ATP, which is the energy molecule made inside of every cell. And if you can get to those cartilage cells with some of this niacinamide stuff, why, they start making the energizer molecule. And by the way, so the rest of the cells in the body who have also not been able to get enough niacinamide. It's just that it hurts the cartilage more because we're always swinging and banging and walking on our cartilage, and we don't do that, for example, with our brain cells. So anyway, the cartilage cells deteriorate the first. So a famous doc, in my opinion, Dr. Kaufman, in the 1940s, rounded up 454 people with osteoarthritis. Some of them were bone-on-bone, and he had everybody take a minimum, these are all adults, of 1,000 milligrams of niacinamide 3 times a day, and a few of the people needed to go to 4 or 5 times a day, but it's quite harmless unless we take the stuff and we start to get low-grade nausea, and that says, oops, that's more than my liver wants to metabolize, I better back off. But that happens to about 1 to 2% of everybody, 1 to 2%, so it's not a big percentage. And it re-energizes that cartilage, but here's something we have to have. It's called patience. People find, and the people in that 454 group of people with osteoarthritis didn't notice any difference at all for the first 2 to 3 weeks. They just kept taking this stuff because Dr. Kaufman asked them to. But by about the fourth week, oh, I think it's starting to work. And by 3 or 4 months, sir, better than 95%, I shouldn't have said three, better than 95% of those people had complete control over their knee pain, joint pain, shoulder pain, wherever the osteoarthritis is. I've worked with people coming hopping down the hall on a crutch, told they needed surgery, and as I say, a decade later, they still haven't. They just got enough niacinamide into them. And the niacinamide, why do they need so much? Because their own bodies aren't making it, and what's this? It's a vitamin? Our own bodies can make it? Yeah, for 2/3 of the population, the body can. But 1/3 of the population, it can't. And those are the people who have in their families the type 2 diabetes. They don't. We're back to that again. They don't make niacinamide internally, so they can't keep their cells as healthy. But particularly, they can't keep their joints as healthy, sir. So give it a try. It does fail very occasionally, but not at all often. And for guys who... we don't take our pills as well as ladies do sometimes. Another company just a couple, 3 years ago came out with a 1,500 milligram time release, so we only have to take it in the morning and the evening, and we don't have to do 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day, although it won't hurt to do 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day unless you get that nausea and ignore it. So there you go, sir. This can be done. It doesn't work every time, but it works the large majority.
Very good. Any other combos that can be done at the same time, such as CMO, right? Cetylmaristoliate, DMSO, Boswellia, and different things.
They sure can be used, sir, but none of them get at the cause of the problem. And so, yes, you could
right,
use
Right, yeah, Boswellia. Obviously. Mm-hmm. But just to relieve mm-hmm. the pain more quicker while the root of the problem is being worked on. You know?
Gotcha. I would go after myself something called all capital letters, AKBA, which stands for alpha-ketoboswellic acid. It's a pain reliever that was delivered to the Christ child, no kidding, in frankincense. It comes from frankincense. And all the stores have AKBA. It's all in capital letters. And one I like is 90, AKBA 90, because it has 90% concentration, and we don't have to use as many pills to relieve pain. But even so, some of us adults have to use 2 or 3 of them at a time, 3 or 4 times a day. The cool part about it, sir, is that unless you're allergic to it, it doesn't do any harm.
Excellent. Sounds great. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Doc.
You're welcome, sir.